Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Amy.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Sarah. We are three Melbourne girls who are still doing this podcast after all this time. Because, hey, why not?
Living la vida COVID, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. So, as you all know, we take aim at one topic each week with a bottle or 10, in Bianca's case, of wine. 10 being that she's pre-drank 9. And we try to make some sense of it. All right, ladies, what are we drinking?
I am drinking, actually, I am drinking the Tempranillo that I talked about last episode. So I thought, well, considering I said that, oh, I actually like Tempranillo now, I thought it might be a good idea just to throw out there the one that I actually like. It is a 2018 Tempranillo Joven style in brackets. I don't know what that means, and I didn't look it up, so don't question me.
Amy, what's a Joven style?
I just said, don't question me.
Yeah. What's the difference between German and like Australian and French? Yeah. Can you
translate it into different languages?
This is the one time you two bastards will pick me up on something I don't know about wine, because I don't normally drink Tempranillo, and they've just descended on me, listeners.
Yeah.
Just descended like a
you drink it and then me not to. Yeah, do you like suddenly think, communism, yes.
I was just getting a hint of this is so delicious and probably gonna black out on it. So
okay, yeah. I got it. So you drink it and then your song for the night is 99 Luft Balloons.
Maybe.
I love that song.
This one is from Hickenbotham of Dramana, Mornington Peninsula, represent y'all. So, yes, that's what I'm drinking.
Bianca, what are you drinking?
Fantastic. I'm swallowing it down. I'm drinking Brahma Fresh Oil.
Again.
Yes. I am drinking it again because part of the wine pyramid scheme, sometimes you double up in your collection. Whoopsie. And I do love it. And it's cooling down. And so, yeah. Brahma Fresh Oil.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm still drinking nothing.
Fun, please, mate.
Such fun. Oh. So, Amy, what is our topic for tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, so our topic tonight is fact or crap. So, tonight this is going to be a fun episode. So, we came up.
Crap.
Fact.
And you're wrong.
Damn it.
I'm right, damn it. Fact.
Yes.
High five.
That's all clacking. We learned that in the last episode.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so this is going to be a fun episode, and we came up with this idea after a night of swapping facts. Yeah, it was a good night. Yeah, and there was a lot of that's bullshit, where's your source? So we decided we're going to turn this into a topic. Yeah, so often on the show, we refer to them as titbits, not tidbits, because that's somebody else's thing. Ours is titbits. Yeah, and they mainly come from Bianca because she's full of them. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So this is how tonight's going to go down. We each have written down two things that are either fact or crap. We are each going to take a turn in announcing our said thing, and then the other two are going to try and guess if it's fact or crap. We won't be keeping score unless I win, obviously, because I'm running the show. So yeah. So I'll kick off. This is my first one. This is a fun one.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Yep.
The Caramello Koala's name is George.
Crap.
Fact.
It's a fact.
Yes.
What?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes,
let me explain.
I was hoping it'd be Bernie or something.
No.
George. It's such a Bernie shit name koala? For a koala.
Had to be George. That had to be true.
Yes.
It's just such a bland name. It had to be true.
So let me tell you.
Bernie.
This delicious chocolate filled with caramel was introduced in 1966 and had some advertising material over the years. The cartoon in the advertising material is a koala, and they use it to promote the item, obviously. And in some of the promotional material, the koala was actually named George.
Come, Caramello. Koala. Go with the flow. No, see, his name's Caramello Koala.
No.
In the store.
Yeah, they call me Caramello. Yeah.
No. So it's actually on the Wikipedia page. So if you look up Caramello Koala on Wikipedia, you will find that this is actually true. 1 point to Bianca.
Yes. We weren't keeping score.
Yeah, but I need to know if I win, so.
I'm keeping score. I have a tally. It's okay, girl. I've got this.
All right, Sarah, what have you got?
Oh, okay. Me. All right. So, I've got like a million things. Let's go with, I've just learned, now, fact or crap, if a polar bear and a grizzly bear mate, their offspring is called a pizzly bear.
Oh, pizzly bear. Like,
hang on a minute. A polar bear and a grizzly bear. I'm trying to think of a time when they would interact. Well, somewhere would, in Alaska,
it's a,
probably.
It's like a liger.
Look, anywhere in America where people decide keeping these animals is a
great. Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Like bad situations, which, I'm going to say fact.
I'll go with crap.
It is, in fact, a fact.
Yes! It's stupid bear. Enough to be true.
I think it's adorable.
It just sounds stupid. You've just taken the first letter of polar bear and then taken the rest of grizzly bear, but just dropped the girl. So it's pissly bear. That's pissly ridiculous. Bear. Had to be a fact.
Well, otherwise it'd be a gore bear. That's dumb. A gorla bear.
A growler bear.
A gorla bear.
That's better than a pissly bear.
Maybe. Depends if it's nice. It's probably not. It's probably cranky.
Who knows?
Been a grizzola bear. And people might go mix
granola
up.
Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just basically. Granola bear. It's granola bear. Yeah.
All right, Bianca, your turn.
Oh, okay. Oh, which one should I pick? Oh, my God, I have so many here. Okay. Rock music tastes better than classical.
Taste.
Fact.
Taste. How do you... I'm so confused.
Yeah.
How does it taste like anything? I'm going to go with crap.
All right. So Sarah went fact?
Yep.
Yes.
You sticking with it?
Yep.
Amy, you sticking with crap?
Yep.
Amy's correct. She gets a point.
Winner.
Ooh.
All right. If you play music to a cheese wheel, the tunes will affect its flavor.
No.
Yeah. So cheese wheels have the strongest flavor when they're listening to hip-hop.
Hip-hop?
That had nothing to do with classical or rock. That was to completely throw you off.
Cheeky.
So what you're trying to tell me is that when we have a cheese platter,
yes,
we should be sitting on the couch, listening to R&B. We should be listening to tunes and not watching HGTV like we normally do.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
And the study was done in 2019, and it included classical, rock, electronic, and hip-hop. The cheese wheels, the hip-hop ones, had a stronger flavour and aroma.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put my Bluetooth speaker in my fridge now.
Yes.
And just, like, blast out, like, a heap of ice cube. Is that what I'm doing now?
Yes. Amazing. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Check my cheese before I eat it.
Exactly. Ice cube it.
All right, Amy, what's your next one?
All right. So birds will expand and then explode if they eat wedding rice.
Crap.
That is crap.
It is crap. Yeah. And let me explain why, because I was convinced, as many people were for so very long, that this was actually a fact, and this is why people don't throw rice at weddings anymore. It's actual complete nonsense. So we've all cooked rice, right?
Yeah.
You need a very hot pot of water to make the grains expand. The temperature inside the bird will never get to that point. So it doesn't matter how much water it drinks. If it's eaten the grains, it will never turn into rice or explode. So it doesn't expand to the point where it would do them any damage. Birds can eat rice grains. It's actually totally fine.
Yeah. It's just a giant mess. I think that's where it comes from.
I feel like it's probably just the venue operator is just like, no more rice. This is crap. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And in the ass clean up.
That's crap in itself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Sarah, we're up to you.
Okay. So, the cute furry bits inside the cat's ears are actually called ear fluff fluff. And, yeah, it crap. Ensures that dirt doesn't get inside their ear.
I actually believe that this is 100% true on the basis that ear fluff fluff sounds like the most scientific name I've ever heard. So I'm going with facts.
Bianca?
I said crap.
Yeah, Bianca wins that one.
Yeah.
Ear fluff fluff, Amy, come on. It's actually cool.
Sometimes it's wild enough to be true. Sometimes it's too wild and Sarah needs to.
Check herself before she wrecks herself.
Yeah.
Actually, the bits inside the cat's ears are called ear furnishings.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, no.
I like fluff fluff better.
Yeah, it's called ear furnishings. And yeah, it helps stop dirt from getting inside. And it also helps their hearing.
Oh my God. Who knew?
I didn't know until I read it. No one else. Okay. And then I actually did Google it. Because ear furnishings just sounded fucking ridiculous. Turns out, no, it's fucking true.
I like fluff fluff better. So.
Yeah, fluff fluff.
Bianca, we're up to you.
Oh, okay. Which one? And humans are basically glow sticks.
Explain how.
Can't.
I'm going to go with crap.
But on what basis? Like, is it because we're like
cylindrical glow in the tubes?
Or...
like would you rather all over again. I have so many questions. No, would you rather just fucking pick it.
I glow in the water, but I'm going with this is crap.
No, you float in the water. There's a difference.
No, that's I also definitely glow. Definitely glow in water.
Yep.
Sad. I'm too white.
Oh well, that's true. Fact.
Alright. Hold on. Did you both go fact?
No, I went crap.
No, you went crap, and Amy went fact. Amy wins. It's fact.
Woo!
But bioluminescent. That's right. You glow. The light just isn't perceptible to human eye.
We have bioluminescence?
Yes, we do.
Wow.
We're basically glowing.
I'm giving Amy to a crap.
Right, done.
Okay. Okay, well, we've gone through our two things each quite quickly, and we've written pages on this stuff just in case we picked up the same fact or trap scenario. Yes. So
it sounds like we went to different places. I'm so sorry.
Ding, 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 ding. It's going to be a bonus round. Pick one more, ladies. Let's do it. Right.
No, but I've got two more. Actually, I've got three more that are really good.
Right. Let's just keep going then. Fuck it.
All right. It's
much quicker than we thought, so let's just keep going.
I've got two more that I can do.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here's a good one. Okay. So Play-Doh started out as wallpaper cleaner.
Oh, crap.
Fact.
True. The non-toxic, non-staining, reusable modeling compound that became known as Play-Doh was a pliable putty-like substance concocted by Noah McVicker of Cincinnati, and he was a soap manufacturer. He was requested by Kroger Grocery, which I think is a supermarket chain in the US. And they wanted a product basically that could clean coal residue off wallpaper. So this was like back in the 30s. Yeah. So he was trying to come up with something that would clean the coal off wallpaper. But in the end, he decided actually it would make a better modeling clay for children.
Yeah. Smart man.
Who knew? Oh.
Wow.
Sarah.
3 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although okay. I don't feel dumb. That was like from the last episode. I don't like last week. Don't feel dumb. Just learn something new.
Is that because you're winning? Or
yes. Yeah. Excuse me, LA. High five myself. Do 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 do.
Just because you're smarter than me and Sarah doesn't make you smart. Just you know Einstein, mate, just because you're smarter than me and Sarah.
Amen.
All right. So this one I love.
Okay.
Canadians say sorry so much that the law was passed in 2009 declaring that an apology cannot be used as evidence as an admission to guilt.
Oh, I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say that's fact.
That's fact.
That is, in fact, fact.
Oh, yes. Because
everywhere else in the Western world, if you apologize, like if you have a car accident, it's like even if it's not your fault, most people go, oh, I'm so sorry. Don't ever say you're sorry for anything. Don't say it because that's an admission of guilt and it is usable in court. So, yeah, I can understand why that's a fact.
But Canadians say it so much, it became law that sorry is not actually an admission to guilt. Yeah, it's just them being polite.
Everywhere else in the world, yes, it's an admission to guilt because the rest of us are bastards. So.
Well, no, because I say sorry all the time. If someone walks into me, like, if I'm standing still and someone walks into me, I'll apologise. For nothing.
I also apologise, but I do this. Sorry! And then I stare at them. So it's not really an apology.
Yeah, no, I'm like, oh, sorry. And then I'm like, no, wait, that wasn't me. Fuck! You apologise!
Someone walks into me, I my alarm goes off, I go, whoop! And then I'm like, yep, my alarm's working. Yep.
All right, Bianca.
Okay, this is gross. The Demodex mite constantly eats and shit. Fact or crap?
Fact.
Crap.
Crap. Okay, one fact, one crap. Amy gets a point. It is crap. The Demodex, the mites that live on your face, they have no anus.
Yes.
They release a lifetime of poop on your face when they die.
I would just like to say I had no idea what they were.
And you wish you hadn't. I know.
So
I really wish
I still didn't know what they were.
Yeah. I was trying to remember whether they're the ones that live on your face or the ones that live in the walls. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, these are the face huggers.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, my turn again. Okay.
Yeah.
This is my last one. This is the last one I have. Okay. So dinosaurs had scales, much like a lizard. Or a crocodile as their primary outside coating.
Oh, this could be like angled question. Hold on. So dinosaurs have scales as their primary. Is that where the
so you know? Okay, so when I was researching this, it's hotly contested, but there's actual science behind it. So they were basically saying, this is what we believe dinosaurs looked like, and they showed a picture from Jurassic Park. So they're saying, is this what you thought a dinosaur looked like? So that's basically what I'm saying to you. Do you think that that's what dinosaurs looked like?
I'm going
to
say crap. All right. Because
I'm going to say crap.
I'm going with Jurassic Park.
Okay. So dinosaurs likely had feathers.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I'll get there, Sarah. Hang on. According to studies from National Geographic, it also made a noise which was unlikely to be a roar, but more like a cooing, hooting, or, get this, deep throat booming noise like the modern day emu.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Oh, then, no.
Can I just put this to you? That the T-Rex was walking around with its feathers going,
grow, grow. I would like to say, yeah, definitely. I definitely was walking around going, like Amy's cat.
Every time you opened your mouth.
Yeah.
It's not a bah.
No, so there was no roaring. That's crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Most likely dinosaurs had feathers. Not scale. Well, they had scales, but probably underneath. That's what held all the feathers in. But yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Giant birds, people. Giant birds.
Oh. I have like three more left on my page.
I've got two more left.
Ooh.
All right.
Amy's done all hers, haven't you?
Yeah. So Swedish meatballs originated from a recipe that Henry VIII brought back from Paraguay in the early 19th century.
Crap.
crap.
Too much to drink. I'm just going to say crap.
Well, that's clearly crap because Henry VIII wasn't alive in the 18th, in the 19th century.
I've made pickles recently and you need sour cream and they didn't have that back then, so.
Yeah, well, actually, Swedish meatballs originated from a recipe King Charles the 12th brought back from Turkey in the early 18th century.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Swedish at all.
No, the turkeys.
Yeah.
What are they made with turkey?
I don't know. I made vegetarian ones, so. Yeah, no idea.
All right, Bianca.
All right. Okay, all right. So, ladies, F and L's. Peaches and nectarines are the same fruit.
Crap.
Same species of fruit?
They're the same fruit.
They're not the same fruit.
I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Amy gets it.
You've just ruined my entire life.
Yep. I ruined Hazel's as well. She's like, but they taste different. I'm like,
they taste different.
So does every freaking species of apple.
Yes.
But there are many different flavors.
Yes. So,
Here's why. A recessive gene can prevent them from being fuzzy. So the nectarines are actually like the offshoot of the peach. Because the fuzziness is their standard gene, whereas non-fuzzy is recessive.
They're a mutated gene.
Yes. They are the same fruit, though.
Meat and fruit. Love it.
Yeah. That was a good one. I actually thought you guys would both go, no, that's just fact. Of course it's the same. Tastes the same. To me, it tastes the same.
No, they don't taste the same.
They taste completely different.
Okay.
You don't eat fruit. We've discovered this just very recently that you are not a fruit eater at all. Everything tastes like burning plastic to you. So
it really does. Yeah. I did know you should get that pineapple too.
You should get that checked.
Anyway. No, seriously, I learned something about pineapple. Salt makes it sweeter.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Actually, I didn't know that.
That's why it works so well on pizza, because the salt from the cheese makes the pineapple sweeter.
And if you put salt in chocolate milk, it makes it sweeter as well.
Yes.
Salt adds to the sweetness of some things. It accentuates flavors.
Yeah, what it does is it neutralizes bitterness. Mm. So salt will neutralize bitterness and make it sweeter.
So, why is it that I eat a lot of salt and I'm still fucking bitter as shit? Why?
Because you're a cunt.
Yes, because you're a cunt.
Okay.
Oh. All right. So, my last one.
Yep.
The voice actor for SpongeBob and the voice actor for Karen, Plankton's wife, have actually been married since 95.
Plankton had a wife? I don't remember this.
Yes.
Karen, the robot.
Yeah.
Computer. Oh, that's his wife?
Yes, that's his wife.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
SpongeBob married Plankton's wife. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
Oh, it's just weird enough to be fact.
So we both fact?
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yeah. Ah, there you go.
That's the end of mine.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of cool because, you know. SpongeBob married Plankton's wife. SpongeBob married a Karen?
Ew. I'm not surprised Plankton's wife named Karen.
Yeah, I know. She's always nagging at him. But then again,
most of the time she's right, though.
Okay, so. Amy and I are on 7, so...
I've totally lost this game.
You are on 2.
Yeah.
I will give you a chance to catch up. I have 2 left. Okay.
Shh.
I have 2 left. These are worth, it's worth quadruple points for you and only 1 point for Amy, okay?
So if I get 1 right, I beat you.
Yeah. We are duetting at number 1 at the moment.
So you're banking on the fact that I'm going to get these wrong?
Yeah.
All right, I'm in.
I've had several drinks. What do you, I don't know. From me right now.
You know you do this every time we play Buzz and it always comes out badly for you, right?
Yeah, Amy always wins that.
I have half a brain cell and you hold the other half and sometimes you steal my half and that's on me, I know. But
you left it on the table. What did you want me to do?
Yeah, I know. All right. Lightning round. In 2019, That's why wasn't that highlighted? That's the end of the last one of one of the other ones I've already read out. That's how much I've had to drink, people.
Ah, Bianca's doing so well. Yeah.
Bianca's doing well. Okay, let's highlight that. All right. Below that, Bianca. Scotch tape could save you hundreds of dollars. Fact or crap.
Yeah. Scotch tape.
I should put scotch tape could save you hundreds of dollars in medical bills.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, in what context?
Yeah, sorry. Yep, medical bills.
Especially it sounds like crap.
In Australia, we don't really worry about this at all.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm going to say it sounds definitely like crap to me, but I'm going to go true.
I am also going to go fact because I can think of many uses for this in a medical sense.
Yep.
Right, fact.
I win.
Okay. Ha ha!
But,
I don't know. No, didn't I get quadruple points?
Yeah, then you have to get the rest right, so.
Yeah. So it's a fact because if you unwind a roll of scotch tape fast enough, it can generate enough X-rays to image a human finger.
In what?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how someone knows this.
Yeah, I know.
Clearly someone's tried.
Who came up with that?
Yep. I can tell you exactly how to do it too. So you need to unwind the tape with a vacuum at least 3 centimeters per second. So you've got to have it taped to something heavy in through some sort of vacuum that's going to vacuum it at 3 centimeters per second, and it would generate enough power to take an X-ray.
And then you have to somehow figure out how to capture the energy that's just created.
No, it'll end up on the tape.
Huh?
So if it's going fast enough, your image will end up on the tape.
Oh, I get you now. I'm like, hang on a minute, like to power the X-ray machine? Oh, my God, I'm so dumb.
That was last week. Fuck off.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So if you put your finger underneath it and then you hook it up to a vacuum,
yep,
and then you look at your finger underneath the tape where it's zipping past, you can effectively do your own X-ray.
Yep.
Oh, we're testing this.
We're
doing this. This is what we're doing.
Stay tuned for next week's episode. the big drum on my vax, like I really want to test this. So if I take off the drum that captures all the dirt, it has just an in and out, like this U-bend, right? So if we got something heavy enough wrapped scotch tape, it would go in and out. So someone would just have to hold the bin and hopefully it would just go round quick enough. And then we'll just look at the tape and I'll have like this giant long witch finger. I don't know. Like, does it quickly do it so that's perfect? Or do you end up with a long stretched out bone?
Yeah.
Oh, we're testing it. I could lie down.
Ooh, I could lie down and we could do my spine because I've got that broken spine. So I can definitely line it up. Like, I've got an X-ray that I could line it up with.
But it won't be thick enough. We need to get thick scotch tape. Mm-hmm.
Definitely finger. We'll start with it.
We'll start with the finger. Then we'll do full body scans when we go to Bunnings. After we've been to Bunnings, we'll do full body scans. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Yeah. So there's that one. What's my last one? Where is it? Do I have a last one or is that it? Is this the bonus round? Are we done? Ooh. Nope. One more.
Okay.
So Sarah's like, hang on, let me just get this right.
Oh yeah, where's Sarah? I'm on 8. Sarah is in quadruple, so
she's on 5. Oh no, you said triple.
No, she said quadruple.
Okay, yeah. So 4. So she's on 6.
And then you get 1. I haven't put your 1 in. Whoa. Yep.
So I'm an 8.
Yeah. And then Sarah's now on
6.
No, you're both on 8. So this is
no, the start. And I'm Sarah on 7. Had 2 before.
Yep.
Yeah,
quadruple points is 4. So that's 6.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Oh, she's getting double the amount of points that she had.
Yeah, to catch up.
No, she gets double the amount of points that was awarded for the round. That's bullshit. No. Crap.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
So Amy and I are in the lead.
I can't win.
You're both
on 8. I'm on 7.
Wrong.
Yeah. You're both on 8 and I'm on 7. So you're going for first and second place here.
I'm calling shenanigans.
Okay. You should never hold in a fart.
Fact.
Fact.
Okay, both right. We need another decider.
She's already beat me for your stupid right. bloody drunk rule. See, this is what happens to me, listeners. This is how I am bullied and ridiculed because I'm the smart one.
Yeah, 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 because she gets 8 points. 5, 6, 7, 8. There's a K in there. It's fine.
There's a K in there. It's all good.
That's okay. So, yeah, this is a revelation because I always joked. Okay, this is something I've joked about. You hold in a fart and then, like, it'll come out as a burp and you're like, well, there's where my fart went. 100% true. 100% true. Your farts go back in, they get reabsorbed and come out of your mouth. Biologically, that's
I just figure they stay where they are and cause, you know, irritable bowels.
No.
They don't go back up and then become a light gas.
Yes.
And then come out your mouth because they're two different gases.
No.
You've got your heavy gas and then you've got your light gas.
So how come my burps don't taste like farts if I hold them?
Yeah, because they've been reabsorbed. Because they're not coming from your lower intestine. They go back in and they get reabsorbed and then the gas leaks out the top.
I'm going to have to look that up. That sounds like crap. But, yeah, there you go.
Fact.
There you go, Sarah. You win.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to put the scores.
With awesome point system.
So fucking dizzy.
Let me just. Chuck this in the forest for Amy is editing this episode, F and L's. Here are the scores. Sarah has a K in it. I'm not explaining why. Amy's did originally look like, right? I should have left the zeros that I accidentally put in Amy's. Yep.
So now that's I'm fucking binary code. Yeah, awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'll put the rest of my stuff in there too for you, Amy, for the blog. In fact, I should just go control or copy paste. That would be way more helpful for you.
I'd just like to put it out there. I hate you both so very much. I hate you. I hate you so much.
Yeah.
I've been telling you this.
I've lost. What do you want about? I'm much smarter than you, and I lost.
Anyway, Sarah, don't you need to wrap up this episode?
Sarah's the
winner. Yes. So I would like to thank my mom, my dad,
Big Bob, Little Bob,
Billy Bob. Big Bob, Little Bob, Jim Joe, Jim Jane. Most of all, that's all I'm going to cry. Oh, thank God. You're my homie. But we've had so much fun researching this topic this week. Just finding random shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Play fact or crap with your friends. Do your research because otherwise some asshat will rob you of a win. But yeah, do your research and it is fun. You should definitely do this with your
friends. It doesn't matter what point system you set up.
Definitely matters.
It will always end up fucked up for Amy because... we just don't want her to win.
I can't let her win.
Yeah. This is the thing with us. We don't like Amy to win.
72 episodes in now? You can't let her win. By now, F and L's, you understand, you can't let her win.
Yeah. So if you have a topic or a game we can play, please.
Yes. A game.
Email us at FridayNightWildFight@gmail.com because we love games.
And your subject line should definitely be "Want to play a game."
Yeah, and please make it so Amy can't win just for fun. So to everyone,
any fans whatsoever out there, help me, people! Come on,
come on!
All your fans don't want you to win.
2000 also, come on,
come on!
So to everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter rubbish. And we hope that you have found this episode entertaining and are not using any of the facts to make important life decisions, although I doubt you could, unless you're deciding to make, you know, some ear furnishings for yourself.
Or maybe just using Play-Doh to clean the wallpaper around your house. Yeah.
I don't know how well that would work, but...
I don't know.
Give it a try. Let us know how you go.
I don't recommend it, but yeah, okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.